Nolte, disgraced CNN worked with pro-Hitler contributor for 7 years. By John Nolte on May 18, 2021. For 7 whole years, between 2014 to 2021, far-left CNN worked with a pro-Hitler freelancer named Adil Raja. A quick search of his name on the fake news outlet's website reveals more than 50 stories where Raja enjoyed a byline in reports on the Middle East. During this time, on his verified Twitter account and on more than one occasion, Raja, a rabid anti-Semite, informed the world of his affection for Adolf Hitler. "The only reason I am supporting Germany in the finals is, Hitler was a German and he did good with those Jews," Raja posted ahead of the 2014 FIFA World Cup final between Germany and Argentina. In a separate post around that time, Raja also said, "My support for Germany is due to what Hitler did with Jews." The day after the World Cup tweet, he tweeted, "Hail Hitler." On Sunday, after the terrorist organization Hamas began firing thousands of deadly rockets at Israeli civilians and Israel struck back in self-defense, Raja tweeted, "The world today needs a Hitler." Not longer after, he deleted the tweet, but the internet is forever. When the Washington Examiner reached out to Knlal for comment and Knlal spokesman Matt Dornick said he never heard of Raja. He later circled back with a defensive statement, "Adil Raja has never been a CNN LOL employee. As a freelancer, his reporting contributed to some news gathering efforts from Islamabad," he said. However, in light of these abhorrent statements, he will not be working with CNN LOL again in any capacity. "My opinion on this, and I believe I'm still allowed an opinion, is that of course Knlal knew who this guy was and what he was about. There's no doubt in my mind Knlal knew it had a freelance staffer in love with Hitler. How could Knlal not know? You're telling me Knlal doesn't scrub every hire, every name on every byline to ensure they don't accidentally hire or pay someone who holds opinions offensive to Knlal? Of course Knlal does that. It's just that loving Hitler for exterminating millions of Jews isn't an opinion offensive to Knlal." Now, if Raja was a Trump fan or believed in less government or openly opposed same-sex marriage, then he would have been a goner long ago. But hating Israel so much you love Hitler is not offensive to Knlal. For his part, Raja is unapologetic and defiant after his firing. In a retweet of the news of his firing, Raja writes, "Glad a single tweet contributed to the hashtag Palestine cause and brought it to limelight with me losing my job and the West's claim of freedom of expression and human rights." Yes, because we all know how much Hitler protected freedom of expression and human rights. I think we're all a little sick of the so-called cancel culture. But I also think we can all agree that championing genocide is a fireable offense, even at a disgraced hate outlet like Knlal, where racism, violence, and lies are a way of life. It's also notable that Raja is the only one facing any consequences. Where's the accountability inside Knlal? Who hired the Hitler fan? But there will be no accountability, because everyone at Knlal is accountable. Knlal's hate and bigotry is an institutional problem. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.